Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We are kicking things off talking about the Silver City Town Council getting an update on the status of the town's yearly spring election cycle. Also, there is some legislation that is impacting not only the town, but the county. What can you tell us?
So the town has had to change their election law because the state of New Mexico has changed their election law and effectively made Silver City, which has a territorial charter, 140 years old, which has allowed the town to hold elections on an annual basis. And because of changes to the state law, the town is now no longer allowed to do that. So the town has changed their election law to comply with state requirements. And it does not appear that the legislature in Santa Fe is going to provide any accommodation for Silver City's territorial charter.
What is the reaction from folks there in the town? What are they saying?
People in Silver City are fairly proud of their territorial charter heritage. And this is a case of the state law trumping our local law. And it doesn't sit well with residents, I think it's fair to say.
Now, there's also something that's happening at the state level that is impacting mining there in Grant County. What can you tell us about legislation that seems to be dead right now?
Yes, HB 255 and HB 220, two bills that would have impacted mining in Grant County, do appear to be stalled permanently in the legislature. HB 255 would have made Freeport-McMoRan responsible for remediation and cleanup costs. And, well, they've always been responsible for remediation and cleanup costs, but they're no longer allowed to provide what's called a corporate guarantee. They would have no longer been allowed to provide what's known as a corporate guarantee. And that bill appears to be dead. So Freeport has won that battle. And the other bill would have eliminated the so-called copper rule. And that bill is also stalled. And the state GOP specifically thanked the Grant County residents who came out to show their support at the county commission meeting where resolutions were heard opposing this legislation. So according to the state GOP, local residents helped stop legislation that, in their opinion, would have affected jobs in Grant County.
Now I want to move on and talk about something that folks may be aware of. Obviously, across New Mexico, opioid addiction and overdoses has dramatically affected our state, and that's no different in Grant County. You have a story about the drug Narcan making an impact there in Grant County. What can you tell us?
In 2017, Governor Susana Martinez signed legislation requiring all law enforcement in New Mexico to be issued Narcan. And recently, in this area, in the Grant County area, law enforcement has been carrying it. In fact, the last law enforcement organization to start carrying it should be beginning to carry it this week. That's the Sheriff's Office. And already the Silver City Police Department has revived, resuscitated five different individuals in the course of their duty. And the Hurley Police Department has used their Narcan once, and the Village of Santa Clara has also used their Narcan once. And that's all in the space less than a year.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for updating us with that. We are going to move on right now to C.P. Thompson, reporter there at the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. C.P., you have a story about a new judge on the bench there in the 6th Judicial District. What can you tell us?
Right, Mr. James Foy, he was appointed to the 6th Judicial District Court Bench by Governor Lujan Grissom, and that was last Wednesday. He will hopefully start in his new position, hopefully within a month.
We don't have much time left, but there was a film that was on location there in Grant County, and the film is called A Boy Called Sailboat. That premiered in Silver City. What was that like, that scene there?
It was great. There was a lot of community members there Saturday night, and there was also a sold-out crowd for Sunday showings as well. And what's so important about this movie is that it was filmed here in Grant County, used local actors. Others helped with the stage, costume designs, and other stuff like that. So it was a pretty important for the community to finally see this film.
Very exciting news. Thanks, CP. We will talk with you all next week.
Thank you.